Instinct. Feeling. The Force brought us together. We're not alone. Good people will fight if we lead them.
People keep telling me they know me. No one does.
Long have I waited, and now you're coming together. Is your undoing.
What are you doing there, 3PO?
Taking one last look, sir. At my friends.
Confronting fear is the destiny of a Jedi. Your destiny.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to That's the Wrong Button I Hit There. Welcome to the Brad Gilmore Show. That was the Star Wars Episode 9 trailer, and that is because we are in that season. We are just a few short weeks away from Star Wars Episode 9, The Rise of Skywalker. And today, on the one and the only Brad Gilmore Show, I have one of the actors from Star Wars Episode 9. He also appeared in Star Wars Episode 7. And we're going to talk to him today about a myriad of different things. He also stars in Stephen King's Castle Rock on Hulu right now. And he is the fantastically talented Greg Grunberg. And he and I talk about Star Wars Episode 9. We do. I try to get him to give a major spoiler from the film. We'll see if he did. Also, we talk about epilepsy and the issues that he's having with his son and the awareness that he's trying to raise, as well as Castle Rock, all kinds of things. So enjoy today's episode of the Brad Gilmore Show on Demand. It's a doubleheader. But first, we have up the incredible Greg Grunberg. Y'all enjoy. And he joins me on the phone right now. Good morning, Greg. How are you, sir?
I am doing well. Thank you so much for having me on.
No, I'm excited to talk to you. You know, you have a lot of things going on right now. Of course, Castle Rock Season 2 streaming on Hulu. And
yep,
we're about a month away, or a little more than a month away from Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker, the end of the Star Wars or the Skywalker saga that you're going to be in, too. I want to talk about all that. But of course, I want to start off with something because I think we all feel personal about a certain cause or something. Of course, for me, I do a lot of research and awareness for Parkinson's disease. My grandmother suffered from it, and I do a lot of work over there. And I know that you have a cause that's near and dear to you, epilepsy. Can you talk to me a little bit about talkaboutit.org and all the work that you're doing with epilepsy?
Absolutely. Yeah, thank you. It's Epilepsy Awareness Month, all of November. And it's, you know, all of my planets are aligning right now, which is cool. So I get to use a platform like this to talk about it. My oldest son has epilepsy. He's had it since he's 7. He's 23, and he's an example of somebody living well with it. He, you know, his seizures under control, and he's you know, he's a fine young man and everything. But he's one of the lucky ones. There's 3 million people that are, you know, they're dealing with in the U.S. alone. 60 25 million people around the world. So I'm trying to raise awareness. And talkaboutit.org is my cause, because we don't talk about it. If you don't talk about something, there's a stigma that builds up. And if there's not an exchange of information, you know, seizures are interesting. There's so many ways that you can try to control them, medication and good doctors and good therapies. And I was just down at Disneyland Epilepsy Awareness Day in the VNS therapy booth. VNS therapy is this device that Jake wears that he's got that was implanted, and it helps control his seizures. But it's information like that, that if you don't have an open dialogue, there's a stigma attached. And then, you know, this month I just launched, this is really exciting. Omaze is a great website to raise money for charity, with, you know, Star Wars coming out on December 20th, the premiere in LA is happening. It's this huge, obviously huge, you know, the premiere of Star Wars. And I've got two tickets for people to win to join me at the premiere, walk the carpet, go to the premiere, go to the after party, get flown out from wherever you live around the world, put up at a hotel. It's really great. And you can enter at omaze.com/Greg, omaze.com/GREG. And it's incredible. And obviously those tickets are priceless for, you know, for the right fans.
Absolutely.
That are out there. But people can enter as many times as they want, and the Epilepsy Foundation of America is going to benefit from that fundraiser. So it's really exciting.
You know, I've read into epilepsy a little bit, and I've heard different stories of you know, hey, this worked for this person, this worked for that person. I even heard Jesse Ventura talking about it the other day, saying that CBD oils worked for someone that he knew. Is there like any certain one thing that works, or is it kind of a case-by-case basis? This might work for this person, but not for the other.
Well, it's interesting. You know, they talk about a cure, you know, there's so many different, for me, there's so many different things that can cause epilepsy, you know, head trauma, or, you know, there could be a scar that could be on the brain. There could be a tumor that, so finding a cure is in my mind difficult, but we can find many different cures and they're getting close. But as far as controlling it, the most important thing is to get to a specialist, get to what's called an epileptologist, and have somebody that really can hone in on exactly what's causing, what's triggering your personal seizures, what, you know, the correct medication. There's so many great therapies out there. Like I mentioned, VNS therapy, but there are others. There's so many things, CBD oil. So, you know, you got to talk to your doctor. Doctors, that the neurologist, the pediatric neurologist, the epileptologist, they really do know. If you go to talkaboutit.org, if you go to epilepsy.com, there's a ton of information. I've got on Saturday live, streaming live for 4 hours. We're doing End Epilepsy Live. It's our telethon. This is the third year that we're doing it. Incredible bands, incredible actors, incredible people, doctors, people. It's a great telethon to raise money and awareness. And we have a bunch of different segments on there, as well as I've got Talk About It, my podcast. So if you just download Talk About It, and you'll see all these different episodes, and we cover different things that can be helpful, different situations. And again, it's just an exchange of information. Like, that question can be answered by, you know, a million different people a million different ways. One of the main things, though, is being consistent, knowing your body, eating right, my son, he's just amazing. I mean, he really listens to his body. He really knows, and he's very disciplined, and that seems to help him.
Well, that's awesome. Once again, go to talkaboutit.org and go to Omaze. That's a crazy opportunity to go walk the carpet at Star Wars for the premiere of Rise of Skywalker. So go to that, check that out as well.
Yeah.
And I got to ask you, Greg, so I know that you and J.J. Abrams, director of Star Wars Episode 7, the upcoming Episode 9, done Alias, Star Trek, y'all have been friends for a very long time. And let me ask you this. Whenever the report initially came out, let's say, in Variety, that, hey, J.J. Abrams is going to do Star Wars Episode 7, were you already like, oh, hey, J.J., let me hit you on the text real quick because, you know, I'm a lifelong Star Wars fan, or, you know, or whatever. I mean, did you hit him up, or did he come to you, or how did it work?
He's like, no, we're like brothers. I mean, honestly, since we were four, we've known each other. So we share information, we talk about stuff. So I knew a little bit about that they approached him and that he was interested way before anybody else, just like you would talk to a friend and go, hey, what do you think? But when he, you know, when we were talking and he said, I'm thinking about doing episode 7 or I didn't know it was called episode, whatever it was, I just was so thrilled for him. He's such an incredibly talented filmmaker and great friend. And, you know, he's always, we are always both looking for ways to work with each other. If I have an idea for something, I take it to him. Got the, you know, Bad Robot, probably the best production company in the world. And so we're always looking, but it's got to fit. It's got to fit. And he, thankfully, you know, he had this idea for Snap Wexley for my character. And it was a blast to shoot. I love, you know, everybody, we're all fans of Star Wars, but those peripheral characters, those characters that are supporting characters are sometimes very memorable and sometimes can have a little zinger here and there and have a memorable moment. And that's what I did in episode 7. And I do it even more in, you know, episode 9. So it's just like, I'm so lucky to be a part of this. The two of us went to see Star Wars when we were kids and now we're in, you know, he's obviously the boss, but, you know, I'm just so thrilled to be a part of this great franchise.
I mean, it's got to be wild. It's got to be insane. And then did you go, I mean, I guess a lot of us knew going into the ninth film with J.J. coming back that this was probably going to be the end of the Skywalker saga. That must have been a crazy experience on set, right? Just sitting around, looking around, saying, wow, this is the last time that this story will be told on screen.
Yeah, you know what's interesting? I never thought about that while we were shooting until I saw the marketing of it, you know, months later. I was like, wait a minute, that's true. You know, you think about the fact that they're wrapping up, it's three trilogies, so this is really the end, and it's when you're reminded of it in the trailer and you see it, and like that great trailer that they had at Star Wars Celebration, they put up a picture of me and this new character, Claude, and it was like, wow, you know, seeing it on the screen, it's just, it brings it all to life. There's so many post-production elements. There's so many people involved in a movie like this. So when it all comes together, it's just as exciting for all of us to see it, you know, the actors or anybody that's involved in it, because when the pieces all come together, beautiful music and the look of it on the screen, it's just, I'm in awe every time. And I'm a little, you know, I have a Lego. I have a Lego of me and my A-Wing. And on my Twitter stream, you'll see like a time lapse of me building my own Lego. It's like I'm a super geek. I'm a nerd. I love it, and it never gets old.
All right, one last question about Star Wars before I want to talk about Castle Rock real quick. So, how does it end? How's the movie end? I'm just kidding.
You cut out.
Yeah. Excuse me. I think the Disney company is listening. Hey, so let's talk about Castle Rock. You know, you're a member of another multiverse, of another universe, Stephen King. Talk about being involved in Castle Rock. I know this is second season streaming on Hulu. There's been a lot of great Hulu Stephen King shows. The James Franco 11/22/63, I think it was called. There's been a lot of great stuff. So talk to me about being involved in that universe as well.
Well, both of those are JJ projects as well. Again, it goes back to my friendship with him. That he was just as surprised as me. The incredible people behind that show, and they, I tend to come up in conversation when people are looking for a sheriff or a cop, and the sheriff of Castle Rock is, they came to me and they said, hey, do you want to be in a few episodes of this? And, you know, Lizzie Kaplan and Tim Robbins, and the story is incredible and very, very spooky, creepy filmmaking. The series is just out of control. If people haven't started seeing it, it's easy to catch up. I think they're, 5 episodes in right now on season 2. And it's definitely worth checking out. It's incredible. It's one of those that's going to suck you in. There's a lot of content out there, but there's not a lot of really, really great quality content, and that's what this is. Well, actually, there is. I shouldn't say that. There is a lot of great quality, but yeah, Castle Rock is great. I don't want to give anything away. That's available right now on Hulu. I was just so happy we shot in Massachusetts, and that was super cool. And also, you know, everybody I work with, I roped them in to help me with epilepsy and the cause. And so, a lot of these faces you'll see on Saturday live streaming. People stopping by, people lending their voice to supporting the cause. Like I worked on Star is Born, and there's an Omaze right now to join Lady Gaga and get a backstage tour in Vegas. So I encourage people, go to omaze.com/Greg. If you want to go to Star Wars with me, the premiere, go to omaze.com/Gaga. If you want to meet Lady Gaga, go backstage, go to Vegas, all of that. So there's a lot of fun stuff. Or just follow me on Twitter. and all this information is on there.
You know, I think that it's awesome. You know, I mean, obviously it's cool for you to be involved in Star is Born, you know, an Academy, you know, had all the Academy buzz last year, and then Star Wars and Castle Rock with Stephen King and your friend J.J. Abrams. But I think the coolest thing is, Greg, that you're using these platforms to raise awareness and to hopefully help people talk about it, as the website is, talkaboutit.org, and understand epilepsy bit more. So I think that it's really awesome, man. And I really appreciate you taking the time.
Hey, it doesn't mean anything unless a guy like you cares enough to put me on. And so we're doing it together. And, you know, whether it's, you know, whatever cause we have, you realize that it's so much more important. All this other stuff is great to bring attention to it, but it changes people when you're able to do stuff like this. It really changes hearts and minds. So thank you so much.
That is Greg Rundberg. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back with more show here in a minute.
Oh, Brad, what have you done now?